maybe the Muslim countries, I don't know whether you, Yusuf, or the other brother, mentioned the Muslim countries, maybe you, my brother, I don't know the name, Muhammad, Sheikh Muhammad. He mentioned the Muslim countries, weak. The Muslim leaders, weak. The Muslim followers, weak. Iman, weak. Aqidah, weak. Knowledge, weak. It's a manifestation of weakness. If everywhere you look in the Sharia, it will expose our weakness. But the revealing of our weakness is not to beat us, but the revelation of our weakness is so that we can see ourselves, so that we can get ourselves together. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He puts demands on us. But because of our weakness, Allah, no one sustains it. If there are 20 steadfast among you, you will be able to overcome 200. الآن خفف الله عنكم وعلم أن فيكم ضعفا فإن يكن منكم 100 صابية يغلبوا 200 وإن يكن منكم 1000 يغلبوا 2000 بإذن الله. And now, because there's weakness among you, 100 will be able to overcome 200, and 1,000 will be overcome 2,000. So from the odds of 1 to 10, it's reduced from 1 to 2. Why? Weakness. And ana khafafa Allahu ankum. Allah weakened them for you because of the weakness. Man ra'a minkum munkar fa yudayyihu bi yadihi. Whoever of you sees an evil change with his hand, fa'in lam yastati lisanihi. And if you are too weak to change it with your hands, all right, change it with your tongue. And if you can't change it with your tongue, with your tongue, the weakest of faith. So what do you do? Does Allah expect you to change it with your hand? No, why? Too weak. Can you change it with your tongue? No, why? Too weak. But do you mean to tell me, do you at least have it in your heart, to hate it in your heart? And if you don't have even that in your heart, if you're too weak even to hate it in your heart, what kind of faith do you have? The brothers and sisters, just give me a few more moments on Friday to wrap this up. 1923 was a sad day for Muslims around the world. In Turkey, the ending of the Khilafah. The Prophet said that the Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them prophets. And every time a prophet died, they were replaced by another prophet. وَلَكَنَهُ لَا النَّبِيِّ بَعْدِ. But there's no prophet after me. But there will be many khalifas. There was a crisis at the death of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 1400 years ago, our prophet died. A crisis. Who's going to lead the ummah? Now the great debate among the muhajir and the ansar. And they said the Ansar
منا أمير ومنكم أمير.
You could have one a mayor from us and one from you.
A crisis.
Because in the Muslim Ummah, there can't be two leaders. There must be one leader. In 1999, there are not two leaders. أمير منا وأمير منهم وأمير منهم وأمير منهم وأمير منهم وأمير منهم and that's just impossible.
Where's the leader of the Muslim Ummah?
Ummah al-Wahida implies one Amir.
Yes.
The Muslim Ummah is in the condition that it is in because there is no one Amir. We are violating Allah's commandments.
You know, you get a chance, I want you to study the history of this country, the United States of America.
You ought to know that this country began with 13 colonies. And it didn't become powerful until it consolidated itself to become a United Nation.
Really.
It would never have become what it became unless it consolidated itself.
Plain and simple.
The United States of America is a place of many religions. Christianity, Islam, Judaism, Buddhism, Hinduism, atheism, name it. But yet it is a united nation. And the reason that it is a united nation is that it has one head. And that head is the head of the army. And when that head decides, you may not like it. When this government decides to send troops to Iraq, you don't like it. But these soldiers respond to the commandment of the commander chief. You may not like it. You may not like them. You may not like what they're doing, but they respond to the commandment of the commander chief of this nation. Why? Because it's one nation. You may not like that this government spends $500 billion a year on public education. You may not like the fact that 100,000 Muslim children in New York City go to a public school. You may not like it, but it is a government that spends all of this money, 8% of its gross national product, on public education. You may not like it. You may not like the policemen in Boston. You may not like the policemen in Chicago. You may not like the police in New York City. You may not like the police in Atlanta, Georgia. You may not like the policemen in Detroit. But these people paid by the government. You may not like the governor of the state paid by this state. You may not like the mayor of the city, but it's a nation that runs. Where it is the government of the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 1,500,000,000 Muslims. Huge number. We claim members around the earth, members in Japan, members in Russia, members in China, members in Africa, members in the Middle East, members in Asia. But for us as Muslims, there's no such thing as the United Nations. For us as Muslims, there's only one thing, United Nations, Ummah. But what's wrong? Anesthesia. This anesthesia on the Muslim body that made us dead to the suffering of other Muslims. What are the Muslims in Chechnya? Don't go to Chechnya. Right here in Boston, you have Muslims suffering right under your noses. In New York City, indigenous Muslims suffering under the noses of Muslims living in the same city, and they can't feel it because of anesthesia. What anesthesia from Satan? What anesthesia? Nationalism. My nation I'm only concerned about my nation. And I tell you, I'm trying to tell you, anytime there's a Muslim cause anywhere, we're there. When they had the Muslim crisis in the Bobby massacre in India, we were there. When they had the Muslims in the crisis in Afghanistan, we were there. We sent Muslims in New York City to go fight. Why? Because the skin color wasn't the same, but we were Muslims. And Muslim wa akhul Muslim. And the Muslim was the brother of the Muslim. So therefore, when any time a Muslim suffered, we were there. Earthquake in Turkey, we're there. Muslims suffering in Iraq, we're there. Speak out against it. Oh, but there's some Muslims. Well, that's not my country. That doesn't concern me. Nationalism, Afrobeism, racism. No, that's their problem. That's their problem. I thought the problem of any Muslim is the problem of every Muslim. That's what I thought. But when you have racism, anesthesia, the senses is dead now. You don't feel it. You don't feel it because of the racism that exists, crisis in the Muslim Ummah. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Finally, brothers and sisters, Ummatul Wasata. This word Wasata is just an abiding Ummah. That's a very tough thing to do. And to be Suhada, witnesses for mankind, over mankind, in my opinion, doesn't mean simply to be a silent witness. It doesn't mean that. How do I know? Because the Prophet ﷺ was a witness over us, and what did he do as a witness over us? He didn't just watch us, but he corrected us, he taught us, he guided us. The best nation evolved for mankind. Why? Because you know what? You never stop opening up our mouths. You're always talking. You're always raising our voice in opposition, whoever it is, forbidding the wrong and joining the right. That's the way we're supposed to be. I close with the words of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who said, "المؤمن القوي خير وحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف في كل خير." A strong believer is better and more loved by Allah than a weak believer, though there's good in all of them. I want to thank those of you tonight who came here to Boston University to show your support for Chesney. I want to thank all of those, perhaps thousands, who tuned to the website to show their support of Chesney. I want to remind you, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just concerned with the symptoms. Allah is concerned with the root of the problem. We are a people who are sensitive to symptoms. And the symptoms are not the problem. Rather, the symptoms are the manifestation of the real problem. So we have a headache. And what do? We tell a lie. How do we lie? We take an aspirin. And how does that lie? Because when you take an aspirin, the aspirin goes to the area of the nerve where the pain is. And it deadens the nerve. And you feel happy because you got rid of the headache. But you didn't get rid of the problem.